The Buffalo News has been sold. According to the newspaper's website, Berkshire Hathaway has sold the property to Lee Enterprises. Trying to get some perspective on this breaking news story this morning, we're joined by Lee Coppola, former dean of the School of Journalism at St. Bonaventure, of course, longtime print and broadcast reporter here in Buffalo. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning, Jay.
Lee, when I got a hold of you, your first response to this was shocked. Why shocked?
Well, because it was such a stable newspaper in a very unstable business. Warren Buffett was, he pledged to support local newspapers, bought a whole bunch of small-town newspapers, and threw his support behind them and said there is a future for newspapers in cities and towns, small cities and towns, to cover their localities. So I'm surprised that he let go the Buffalo News. I imagine the release included all of his newspaper holdings, which is a further surprise to me because I interviewed him years ago on WNED, and he told me how much it was important to him because he started out as a paperboy on the Washington Post.
You know, Lee, obviously we're going to find out more about Lee Enterprises as we move through the morning here for sure. But at the same time, there just seems to be a sense of kind of a tightening of the stomach and of the nerves here a little bit among journalists that I've spoken with this morning. What about for you? Do you have any sense of trepidation here?
Much trepidation. I'm really worried. The trend has been for investment groups to come in and buy newspapers and then cut them to the bone. Detroit, Pittsburgh, my son lives in Colorado. I've seen the Denver Post go down to nothing, and I'm worried that this organization will come and start cutting to increase revenues, cut staff, and depend solely, which is probably the trend in newspapers, depends not solely maybe, but certainly to a greater degree on the digital product.
And then finally, we've got about 30 seconds to go here. Just a thought about the stewardship of Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway with the Buffalo News in its time here since 1977.
Well, I was, you know, I met Warren when he bought the paper back in 1977. He wanted a story done about a West Coast retreat for business executives. I did it. I can't say we became friends, but we had communications over the years. I admired the man. I admired his ability to perceive what's good for business and also what's good for journalism. And that's why this surprises me tremendously. I'm really worried about what the next step is for the Buffalo News, which, by the way, was the Buffalo Evening News when I was hired.
Well stated. Lee Coppola, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, Jay, take care.